Well, you wouldn't think it, but we are facing a potato crisis, believe it or not. The local potato industry has appealed for support amidst a major EU dumping threat. I was always very surprised and quite grumpy in the early days of Burger King in South Africa because they were importing frozen chips from Belgium because there was a special coating on those chips. Delicious it was, but a special coating that could only have been applied in Belgium at that time. I think they later on sorted out that particular problem and started doing the production at home. But there is a battle between global importers and the local potato industry, and it's got a long history. Let's get some of that history. The CEO at Nature's Garden and chairman of the Potato and Vegetable Processing in South Africa is Bruce Sande. Bruce, welcome to the Money Show this evening. Do give me a perspective, please, on potato dumping. It's not something that I was familiar with. We know about chicken dumping, we know about all sorts of other things, but potatoes?
Good evening, Bruce. Yes. So it's a bit of history on the potato dumping. It is and has been around for a very long time. About 10 years ago, some protection started coming in, and at the time there was about 48,000 tons a year being dumped into South Africa, or imported at the time. That's come right down to about 18,400 tons in 2020. And, you know, it's not imports that the industry is afraid of. It is the dumping. And the South African market is so significantly smaller than a European market is that, you know, the slightest change in their market, in the crop production or in the offtake, they really can, you know, supply things to the local market at well below what our, you know, local fair cost of manufacture is. So it's not the normalized market we're worried about. It really is when there is this excess and they have capacity to dump into the South African market.
What's the
And
difference? But what's the difference between imports and dumping? Because if imports are have more than halved, in fact, they're sitting at, you know, substantially lower than 50% of what they were a couple of years ago, what is the dumping problem?
So the dumping problem is when there is an excess in the European market, and if they have a, you know, the market there is so significantly higher than the South African market. If they have a 3% bumper crop, they can literally dump half of the local South African requirements into the South African market, and at a cost that we just cannot compete with.
And I mean, from a consumer point of view, you might think to yourself, well, that's fantastic because we get cheaper potatoes, cheaper chips. I mean, who wouldn't want that? How is this sort of excessive supply in the South African market affecting production locally?
So, yes, consumers and retailers, for that matter, would love a cheaper price. But, you know, just because the product is imported for cheaper doesn't mean that the end consumer will necessarily see that. But let's assume that they do. What it will do is place the local producers under threat, and that ultimately will, you know, result in a longer-term problem locally, both in terms of jobs, because, you know, local industry would then reduce or cease, and also in continued supply. You know, if you're now relying only on imported products, you know, you would then be at the mercy of, you know, whatever the normal price is. And as I said, the normal price you can compete with, it's when they have to dump or when they do dump. And that's what we're trying to avoid here.
So how are you going about then discouraging this dumping?
So there was anti-dumping duty in place, and that is really what this is all about. It fell away very recently, and it fell away because the anti-dumping regulations allow for a 5-year period. After 5 years, you can do a review, which ITAC does, and the regulations say that the review has to be completed within 18 months. You know, and as an industry, we did all we could to have it in on time, and we were timeless, but ITAC didn't complete the application within the 18 months, and as a result, it has fallen away. And we now have a new application in place, we're busy with at the moment. And, you know, ITAC have committed to turn it around quickly. The very disappointing And disturbing part of it is that the final ISTAT report that came out actually recommended that duties out of Belgium went from an average of 31% to about 55%, and out of the Netherlands from about a 16% to a 67%. So the ISTAT report shows that there's certainly, one, the anti-dumping protection we had worked, and two, that there was ground to extend it for an additional 5 years. But because of the time lapse, they fell away.
And it also comes down to jobs, of course, because if we start, you know, accepting lots of dumped potatoes, and it makes absolutely no difference to my bottom line at all as to whether the potatoes are imported or not, well, then we start needing to look at what's happening in the South African industry. And I think there's something like 45,000-50,000 seasonal labourers every year. There's 6,800 permanent jobs, according to McCain Foods, saying it supports at least, you know, nearly 7,000. 100 local farmers, they're planting 4,500 hectares of potatoes every year. So, I mean, there's a huge amount of local industry built around potatoes.
Absolutely. And so that is the market size. So McCain would plant the 4,500 hectares. Nature's Garden would plant about 2,000, and then there would be, you know, some other producers that would plant, you know, there's famous brands have got a plant in the Western Cape, and they'd be planting some as well. The 6,800 full-time jobs from McCain at Nature's Garden, it's an additional 4,000, and I mean, I'm not really sure what the Western Cape contribution to that would be.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce. Bruce Sande is the chief executive at Nature's Garden and chairman of the Potato and Vegetable Processing Association. That's what it's called. And it's such an interesting thing. I never thought about potatoes as a product that would be dumped on the South African market. We produce beautiful potatoes. If you go to places like Barkley East and you look at the soil, the soil of Barkley East. I mean, look, it gets cold there too, properly cold. But the soil, they've got this almost rich volcanic black clay rich soil, and the potatoes that come out of there are white and creamy and just glorious. Oh, I'd love a potato. Dryland irrigation. My old man planted potatoes for many years in the Free State, but that was dryland irrigation. There's been a huge surge in potato planting in along the Vaal and the Orange rivers, where there's the confluence of the rivers. There was that whole scheme. It was once called the Vaal Heart Scheme. I don't know if it's still called that, where they do some vines and they do some citrus, but they were doing potatoes there at one time as well. And this huge potato production, it would be tragic, absolutely tragic, to undermine domestic production of potatoes, particularly if it doesn't affect the price of your Big Mac and chips. Why would you be interested in getting imported potatoes into this market if somebody is simply dumping the excess production? What they can do is they can process it in their home markets, turn it into something useful like, I don't know, vodka, and send us that. We'll take that. We'll take the processed potatoes, but don't send the raw material our way, please.